Pelennor, then we see this one little brief thing where we're talking about Pelennor, and Pelennor's totally not into it. He's thinking about Miss Piggy. And he finds them trapped by the questing beast. So we leave then. So again, this serious, funny, comical, whatever, alternation of chapters by their content. As we go to chapter 10, what our expectation would be, okay, we've been having fun, we're relaxed, now we're theoretically in a mood that we can read something serious and not throw the book away. We are ready as readers to learn something else. Merlin, and it's all the way at the very end of this, Merlin keeps coming back to this, I forgot to tell Arthur something, and he just can't remember what it is. It's the night before the battle, and he keeps asking on 285, did I tell you this, did I tell you that? And of course, Arthur says, yeah, or I don't care, but he doesn't touch on the key point. And Merlin, while he can't remember what it's important, he tells him, he does remember that it's vital. And it has to do with what happens at the very end, and that is who his mother is. He's told him Uther is his father, but he's never told him who his mother is. So Arthur still doesn't know that Morgusa Elaine and Morgan Le Fay are his half-sisters.